we're recording.
Is Bud got his volume on his phone or something? Is Mike?
I believe he does, and he stepped away. There you go.
I just muted him.
Okay. So what's the motion we want to have here, Carol?
Well, I think we need a motion to approve the minutes as presented, unless anybody has any changes they'd like to make.
So moved.
Anyone opposed?
Nope.
Okay. So mark it as 502 right now.
Sorry, I got kicked out for a minute. I know nothing about the GDPR.
That's okay. And we are in open session now recording casino, David.
Because you got kicked out, we voted that you're going to get smart on it here real soon. no, seriously. So we just made a motion to pass the August minutes. David, are you opposed?
Have I seen the August minutes?
They're in the packet.
Yes.
Up on the screen if you're...
They're fine.
Basically, it was the meeting where we elected officers, and
straightforward.
Oh, and Fun's back too.
Would I miss?
I'm sorry. They were in what packet?
They're on page 18 of the packet that was attached to the
supporting documents.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Page 18.
Well, if you need to send in your vote, Fun and David on this one, just send it to Ryan by email.
Yeah.
By email.
I've read them now. They're fine.
Okay. So that passes.
Is all and, this?
Oh, yeah, this, and Fun, just so you know, we're in open session now. Okay, you were gone when we went into open session.
Okay.
Okay, amateur team national championship.
So this is a request that came to us, to Boyd, to move the team playoff online. Joe Young is running this event for us. The proposal is in front of you. They're going to use a two-camera setup. The event would be online regular rated. And that there would not be a requirement to have TDs at each site. And, you know, appropriate warnings about fair play will be provided to all the players. You know, the board has approved this for any number of other events, other national championships, because of circumstances related to the pandemic. And I don't see any reason why the board wouldn't follow suit and approve this modification as well.
I agree.
So moved.
Joe's going to run it?
Correct.
Okay.
And it's going to be on ICC, I believe.
Yeah.
Do you need a motion?
Yes,
yeah,
please.
I think so.
I move. So moved.
Thank you.
Any opposed? Okay, that one passes. Is David, are you on?
I'm here.
Dave. I'm...
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I am on. Yeah, vote in favor.
Okay. That one's 7-0.
Okay.
Extending participation requirement cutoff date for the top 100 list. This is pretty straightforward. It's an issue of, because of player inactivity after the COVID crisis started, some players aren't making the activity list now, so therefore they're not being counted in the top 100. So I think we need to retroactively go back to March, you know, of 2020, and potentially extend this forward to, perhaps June of next year.
Thoughts? If we do it through December, that's congruent with the other stuff that we've passed through December.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
We can always
by then we'll have more again. Meeting, you know, and then we can, and maybe in the next time we extend these, we can extend them in batch. instead of just, you know, one at a time, like we've had to do a lot of these. Any discussion? Okay. So moved. So Carol, retroactive to, you know, move that the ratings committee or the ratings window be extended retroactively back to March 1st, 2020 and through December 31st of 2020.
All right.
Anyone opposed?
We got
it. Okay. There is a request coming up for the ratings committee. It's not quite yet ready for prime time. And I think it's going to have to do with the way player ratings are initialized. And what we're trying to sort out is that, is there an error in the way it's coded in the data in the computer at US Chess, or is it something in the actual ratings document that Mark Glickman writes that where the language needs to be changed and then the coding corrected? And we're still trying to sort through that.
Oh, is this that's the thing that we kind of stumbled on in the OPTF, right?
Yes, but this is another, it's like another iteration of it.
Yeah.
I'm arguing that I thought that what the ratings committee had voted on was correct, but that the coding was messed up, but we're not quite sure yet. Mm. Okay, we had no motions in closed session. Mm-mm. Does anyone have anything else for the board? Okay, Carol, what's the scheduled date for our next meeting?
It's the 13th of October. I'd have to look it up. It's second Tuesday.
Okay, so the Monday after, I mean the Tuesday after the long weekend?
It is the 13th of October.
Yeah. And when was it, what was it announced about the FIDE General Assembly?
It is, all the events start around the 1st of December.
Did you get something, David Hayter?
I did, it's December 1 to 3.
Yeah, there's gonna be commission meetings in that window, not the full time, but in that window. And in the General Assembly, there's going to be a Continental General Assembly on the 5th, or Continental Assembly on the 5th, and then the General Assembly on the 6th. Is that right, Carol?
Correct.
Yeah. So that's what's going on in FIDE land. And we got everything straight, Carol, with FIDE and Continental on Frank being replaced by Alan and Zonal?
The information has been submitted, whether they've updated
the websites yet. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Carol, you have anything else?
I don't think so.
Randy, anything?
I think you just stepped away.
I didn't. I'm here.
Oh.
Nothing?
What do you need?
No, we just asked if you had anything you wanted to bring up.
No.
Okay. Anyone else? Ryan?
Nope. I'm okay.
Okay. I think we stand adjourned.
Okay, great.
Thanks, everybody.
Hasta la vista.
Thanks.
Thanks, Fon, for joining.
You bet. Thanks for protecting me.
All right. Take care.
Bye.